Welcome back to the programme. Now, we're going to talk shopping, and in particular, online shopping. And people are getting fonder and fonder of it because it keeps you out of traffic and misery and all those kind of things that go with Christmas. 13 billion spent online in Ireland last year. Over 50% of us will shop online this Christmas. Where should you shop? What are your rights? What if you're not happy with what is delivered? Now, I'm joined by Aoife Barry, Assistant News Editor of the Journal.ie. And the first thing I want to say, Aoife, when I heard you were coming in, is with shops closing in small towns and all that,
yeah,
like you'd like to keep the money at home.
Yeah,
we associate online shopping with the biggies like Amazon and eBay and all that, but
yeah,
we can do it at home. Anyway, do you shop online yourself?
So I'm not a massive online shopper. Like you say, I like kind of keeping my money local. You know, there's a lot of Christmas markets on at the moment around the country, and they're just such great places to go and buy stuff by local producers, keeping the money, you know, to people who are making their own things, starting their own business. But this year, for the first time, I did buy a couple of things online just purely to start the Christmas shopping myself, have it off the list because I'm such a procrastinator about things like that. And what's good to see is that you can spend money in Irish shops and in shops that of your choice. If you don't want to go and use the usual bigger websites, there are a lot of options out there. So, for example, there's the Irish Design Shop, which is a lovely place to stop off and have a look. And they also have a shop in Drury Street as well, if you're in Dublin or if you're heading to Dublin. If you're not from the capital, there's another shop as well called Makers and Brothers, which is makersandbrothers.com. They have more expensive stuff than the Irish Design Shop in some quarters. So for people who've got a lot of good taste, if you want to buy them something special, there's that shop too as well. Or if you want to go and buy some skincare products for somebody or some nice candles, there's a lovely Irish family run a shop called Byrne Perfumery, and they're byrnperfumery.com, and they're inspired by the Byrne area. So it's really nice to go and know that your money is going to these places where you can read the story of who set up the business, you know, and put your money really where you want to put it.